WROG 406, it's WSTG 637, you there?
406, I'm out here.
Hey, how's it going, dude?
Not too bad, it's getting through the workday. How's it going on your end? In a bad spot in the shop. We try again here. Where is that at your location? Not quite holding the repeater. A little better. Up a little bit. I wonder if Ogden would be a little easier.
Yeah, I'm sure Ogden would be okay. Do you want to try Ogden?
Oh, we can. That sounded a lot better.
How it goes.
Back out. Maybe let's try Ogden. See how I can get, see how well I get into it from here at work.
GG 637, so WRG 406.
Go for 637.
Okay, there you go. That's a lot better.
Yeah, so I can't hear you much, much better.
Yeah, I can hear from you. I think you're probably on the way home from work.
No, leaving Lucky 13, heading back home. I didn't even, yeah, we didn't have to work today.
Nice, that's always good. Stay off and then do a little free time.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, I do go back to work tomorrow and Saturday.
It happens for sure. But, yeah, at least, well, yeah, I get to get Sunday off, right? So split days off. Bummer, but.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going camping this weekend, which I'll just, you know, what do we do about the nets for that, but, hasn't been too crazy of a week other than we're packed with business and trying to get it through the door.
There you go. Yeah, trying to get products through the door is always a good thing. That's how you make money.
Yeah, we're actually so busy, we're starting to outsource some of it just because we're at full capacity.
Oh, that's good, at least.
Off it, so not quite as much as our margin, but it's still more money we'll get through the door before the end of the month, so that's right, our goal.
I understand. Maybe sometime here soon, I was thinking maybe coming over to your place, maybe we can do an install on that, on this truck, get that radio installed.
Yeah, I'm sure we can do something like that. I think not this weekend, but next weekend. I know, I don't know, I'll have to double check my show. I'm not going off to the bad habit of that. I just forget the stuff that's going on. I think the wife's got to work, so I may have to go drop her off or something. But I'll probably be available more than likely Friday and Saturday. I do need to try that mount out, maybe see if there's something I can do to kind of keep it straight and not kind of wiggle around. It's kind of flimsy with the weight of the radio on it. I don't know, maybe you have a spot you can kind of bungee cord to or something to hold it up.
I think I might. I was kind of thinking I just might order that other one from eBay. That one part that you did send. It seems like that fits that radio mount a little bit better. I do need to buy an antenna still that would fit that. I'm kind of wondering, do you think that antenna that you gave me would that work as well? Over to you, and then also the antenna.
Some mag mounts for NMO, they go out to, I think, those little reverse SMA connectors, though. So, I mean, you could change a connector on it or do an adapter. But the only thing down, I think they're raw magnets on the bottom, though, so it'd be rough on paint.
Yeah, I don't want to wear off paint at all yet.
Undead either. Oh, yeah, okay, I see you're looking at the lip mount. Yeah, those are nice little mounts. I know Paul 601 runs those on the back of his car, and that doesn't scratch or anything, and he seems to do really well with it.
There's another one that I have. I think I showed it to you when you guys came over, but you remember that it was a corner bracket that had an NMO mount as well. Do you remember that?
I'm up in Heber. He was running out of the back of his car. Me and him talked on Simplex on the side for a while, for about 20 minutes during the trip.
That's cool. So would that particular antenna work for TMRS then? In Arizona, it would be in Santan Valley. A lot of static. I don't know if you're keying up or if I'm hearing something from somebody else as they're trying to come through, but I am getting a lot of static. Still hear me okay? I can hear you a little bit better now.
Radio.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not, I would have to look up to see where the repeater is down there for the intercom. I want to say it might be on the White King area. Maybe it might be too far out, possibly, but I can't say 100% until I look it up.
Okay. It really sucks. I don't think, obviously, GMRS radio wouldn't work at all out there from here. Holman, you are very, very staticky over here in Sunset.
Me on my side, just because I'm inside the building.
It might be me too, because I am next to power lines here.
A little better?
Yeah, that seems better.
Swear, man, Simon, I can kind of hear it change a little bit as I'm walking around.
Yeah, that's much clearer now. That makes a difference. On the Wuxian radio now.
Sounds great on my end.
I got a lot of static here coming from you.
Yeah, that's from him. I'm sure that's on my side.
Okay, that makes sense. Installing that radio would be great in that truck. I guess the main reason why I've really been pushing also for the ham radio because
better here. I highly doubt that I would be able to pick you up on the Capitol repeater from over here.
From, I think, North Ogden or South Ogden or near Ogden, though, from up there. So it's got a good range. And was using the mobile radio, I was just doing it with a handheld, and I was still doing pretty well, just on 5 watts. So it that antenna's done me really good.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Probably going to be way too out of tune for it. I have accidentally used it, but it wasn't for very long at all.
Sounds good. Maybe I'll buy that. Would that work with an NMO mount as well?
Yeah, that one has an NMO mount. Look at that description there. I think I'm sure that's an NMO mount. But both antennas, I do have 2 mag mount NMO mounts for when I run both at the same time. So like sometimes when we do the event or if I go out and do radio, I'll run the dual band mag mount and I'll hook that up to the 991 Alpha HF rig. And then now we actually have both radios on their own antennas. But when I'm not running the other rig, I just take either antenna and I just swap it out of the NMO mount as I need.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the one I sent
that you hear the NMO mount.
I did hear some of that.
This is Brenda, WFIN-70, doing a radio check from trying to get the Mount Ogden repeater, possibly.
This is the Mount Ogden repeater. Better on that one. A little bit of steam under you, but not terrible. You're still readable.
Oh, great. So, in Pleasant View, just have two-way radios trying to program them and checking to see if it's working.
So, I actually hear you loud and clear. Yeah, I hear you very well here.
What is your location?
We're in Sunset.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, pretty good coverage then from the Mount Ogden. Thanks. Moving out.
Have a good day. Alpha X-ray 250 calling from Salt Lake. 250-637 copies you. All the way out here from Sunset. Do that to reach you guys loud and clear.
Copying from Pleasant View.
I'm getting a little bit of static, but I can still hear you audibly. Two 52-637 copies you at least.
Yeah, 270 in Pleasant View. I got you on a copy.
I
down here in Riverton. 242 South.
That's pretty impressive. I can hear you all the way out in Riverton from Sunset, Ogden area.
That's a good distance, 270, Pleasant View.
I'm really falling in love with it. Got to get my hands so I can hit more of these repeaters.
Hey, I can help you out a little bit with that if you'd like.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to hit you up on that here in the next couple of weeks when I'm out of finals.
I would say that 270 out of Pleasant View is the loudest I've heard this evening.
That's you out in Riverton, correct?
Reading you loud and clear also.
270, that's you out in Riverton, correct?
270 in Pleasant View.
Riverton, copy.
I copy you, Riverton. Can you hear me over in Sunset? This is 637.
637, you are 5x5, coming in loud and clear.
Perfect, that's a great distance.
Have a good evening. I'm going to head back in and I'll hopefully catch everybody next round.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
Copy that. You as well. This is WRNT 242 from Riverton, signing off.
Guys, this is 233 signing off.
WROG 406, this is WSTG 637, you still there?
37406, I'm still out here.
Copy, just making sure you're still there.
Yeah, I told him I'm in, I don't know if you guys heard me, but I'm back in the building, so I'm sure I'm a lot noisier, but figured I'd start everyone going there and figured I'd give them a minute. I didn't out there trying to pull out to each other or whatnot.
Yeah, you're definitely noisier now.
Location.
10-9.
Oh yeah,
I've definitely made it home. I've been home now for probably 10-15 minutes.
Okay, right on. I'll try and move to a little bit of a different spot and see if it makes a difference.
I love Bluetooth.
Yeah, I got this UV Pro. It's the same one that Eric's running as well. It works for the ham side, but I was able to program for GMRS as well. But seeing that a really neat radio so far.
That's good.
VTEC UV Pro.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely take a look at that.
Well, I'll probably hop off here for now, let you get to the family and stuff and whatnot, and I'm sure I'm probably rusty here, so. And I'll hopefully get you on again. But if you need any help with the antenna and stuff, let me know, and then if you need help installing that, we could probably try to shoot for, like I said, the weekend after this weekend.
Okay, sounds good. As soon as I get that part order from eBay for the vehicle, I think I'll pretty much be ready. I do need to buy some coaxial for that for the truck as well. So not exactly sure what's going to work for that.
Well, you might see how long the cable is on that NMO mount that you're getting. It might already have plenty of cable to make the run. So I would take a look at that first, and then, like I said, though, you'll probably want to buy a 90 if you're going to put it on a mount like that, because you'll probably want that cable to drop down and run underneath stuff. Otherwise, it's going to be kind of coming out the back pretty far. So I imagine you probably want to avoid that, and then maybe on the power side might not be a terrible idea. Is maybe do like an Anderson connector. So if you need to unplug that thing and take it out kind of quickly for whatever reason you can.
All right, sounds good. I'll start taking a look at Anderson connectors too.
Pull it out of the truck and walk it in the house and hook it up or whatnot.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'll have to catch you on later. But Dad, I think I need to throw this down the charger. I do notice this thing's full power. It drains the battery a little bit. Decent. Then I've been...
Out of curiosity, these Anderson connectors, do they connect to the fuse box or the battery on the truck?
Well, the Anderson connectors is like a quick connector. So like you put connectors on the radio side of the wires, and then whatever wires you run up to your radio, you put the other connectors on there. Really, I mean, usually you should kind of try to run power up to the battery just to avoid interference, but you can do, like, if you wanted to turn off the key and stuff like that, there's probably some options there. Have to look and see what you got. I know there's probably a best practice for that. I imagine it's, I look on a Facebook group too. I know they've had a forum with kind of doing installs in cars, so might have some interesting setup stuff you might want to take a look at in there.
Okay, sounds good. I can do that. I'll let you go, okay?
All right, sounds good, man. Good chat with you, and appreciate the contact, and always a pleasure. WRG-46, I'll still be out here monitoring, but I'm going to throw this thing on the charger.
10-4, WSCG-637, out.